I love a brighter smile. What I don't love is that little wince when I take a sip of something cold or even breathe in cold air. You know that feeling that takes your breath away, that ouch, eek. That's why I like Sensodyne Clinical White. Its triple action formula whitens, polishes, and helps protect against sensitivity. Plus, it protects against new stains for up to 6 months. So I can keep enjoying my iced coffee and everything else I love without the sensitivity. Whiter teeth without the wince. Try Sensodyne Clinical White today.
Cha-ching! That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm okay. Recording.
Okay,
I'm
let's record. So when are we starting?
We started.
We did?
I had a feeling you would do this again. This has already happened one time.
I'm not sure how the technology works, but you gave me all these cables. They're plugged into my phone, and now I'm recording with your phones. So are you,
can we talk
you
about technology for a sec?
Yes, please. What do you want to know?
What are we doing? It's too much.
Like, why do I have a cable stuck to my face and another cable? You've always been like this. I don't know why you have Androids and iPhones and everything. And you're on social media, so I know you're not into illicit drugs, because normally people with 4 phones are into illicit drugs. But you're too public-facing. Unless you're hiding in plain sight.
Is that your move? No, this is like the norm.
No.
But I don't...
3 phones is not the norm at all. You're supposed to return them at the end of the year and get the new one. Not keep them every year and get the new one.
I do have a problem because I have a lot. I don't know how to delete anything from my phone. I mean, I do know how to, but I don't like deleting stuff off of my phone. But I'm okay with it.
You just know where everything sits? Like, instead of creating this, like, 2024, 2025, 2026 folder in the cloud, you just keep the 2024 phone and the 25 phone and the 26 phone.
Oh, no, they're all still in the cloud. I have double the photos on all the phones, except there's certain things I have. I know it doesn't make sense.
Why are you doing that?
I just like having, I don't know.
You think your phone is a backup hard drive?
Kind of.
It's like a very expensive backup hard drive. But you still take all of them everywhere. So if you ever have an incident, you're going to lose all of them anyways.
Definitely.
They all travel in the same bag. So if that, let's just say your bag, God forbid, gets flooded. Because, you know,
flooded.
Sometimes
where am
a
I gonna
flood
be?
Hits your back.
Paint the picture. Where is it going to be flooded?
You're kayaking.
Okay, fair. I could be kayaking.
To save a dog.
Oh.
You're driving past a bridge. You see a dog that's struggling. And you see a kayak on the shore. So you quickly drive down. You get out of the car. You take your bag.
Yep.
You hop in the kayak. You start going to get the pup. And then there's a wave. And your kayak flips. So you now have to make the decision to swim and catch your phone bags, or do you go save the puppy?
The
so
dog.
You
I don't,
obviously
the phones...
flip the kayak, you go save the dog, and now you've lost all your photos. Because
they're in the cloud.
You didn't...
It's okay.
So then you don't need 3 phones.
But there's other things I think that could be on the phones. You know what? It's not bothering me other than the fact that just technology doesn't seem to be working lately. It's not about how many phones I have. It's about how they're working.
Right.
Because for some reason, I don't think we can keep up with, like, our phones aren't keeping up with how big our files are. So I don't know. That might just be a me issue. But I kind of want to go back to, like, the iPod.
Shuffle.
iPod days. Yeah, the iPod. Oh, my God. Those were the best. Just for music.
That's all it is. Music and that's it. Nobody can call you.
You could have video.
Yeah, also. But no one can call you.
And wasn't it black and white video?
Oh, I don't remember. Was it?
Yeah, the iPod video was really fun.
I don't think I ever had that one.
Yeah, that came out in my childhood.
I think
so
there's going to be
out
a new app
when you were
home
teen.
Soon.
I think so too. So what should we talk about? Because I haven't really planned too much, but that's kind of what
good
this
stuff
is about.
Coming. This is our last solo mission episode. So if we figure this out, does this mean we could actually bring guests?
We could have other people.
Like, I've wanted to bring guests, but I've never actually done it.
Who's your ideal guest right now? Can't think about it. Just really quick. Go.
Madonna. Madonna. I don't know why. I think she's stories to tell. She's been through a real journey, both success, failure, music, life, children, spiritual. I think she's lived a very, very full life. I don't want to speak for her in terms of whether she found it fulfilling or not, but I think she would be very interesting to speak
Madonna.
To.
Do you think
that was just first instinct?
We're really setting the bar high here, guys. Madonna is sort of like that. Those are the type of
she doesn't even do interviews, really. Maybe that's another reason why I'm very interested in hearing from her. Who's your person? Well, how come I didn't get to think and you get to think?
I want it to be like a little kid. I want to interview like a three-year-old, probably like my nephew or something.
Oh, that could be fun.
Yeah, I like
that. I think that'd be cool. We should do that.
I have something. I have...
What?
This is crazy. Okay. I saw on the news...
The 6 o'clock news?
I'm a big news... I watch a lot of
news.
So
what happened? Do I like amusement parks?
Yes, do you?
Or rides? Yeah. I'm not afraid of them.
What about...
I'm not like someone that... has a map of every amusement park that, you know, I have to visit and check it off my list or anything like that. But if we go to an amusement park, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But if I do go to a amusement park, I will go on all of those rides.
So you'll go on the ones that like the big drops, like the really crazy. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. The only ones I won't go on are those like spinning teacups where they just like make you throw up.
Yeah, those make you nauseous. Okay, well, what if I told you, but there's a roller coaster out there that is causing brain damage to people.
Oh my God, I don't want to go on that one.
Right? And
why? Because of the G-force?
What's that?
Are they getting possessed?
No, but they're just like getting brain damage.
Are they coming out fluent in Spanish?
This is not a funny matter. This is serious.
No.
People are actually really getting...
So what happens? So, like, they come off and what are the symptoms?
Headaches, and they just like weren't feeling well like days, weeks, months after.
Oh,
and then all of a sudden
they're like,
I know,
some vessel in their head or something, and then slowly it built up.
And I'm like, how is it not happening to everyone? It's just happening to like certain people. But anyway, I don't want to fearmonger.
I probably messed up my neck from going on too many roller coasters.
That's one thing I was going to ask you. How are you feeling? How is your neck?
It still sucks.
Everyone was worried last week. Yeah.
I can move it. I have the MRI results back. They came back today. I don't know what they mean. And I'm waiting for the doctors to tell me what it means next.
You haven't like put that in like ChatGPT or something?
But it's not very promising in terms of what it's telling me. So I'm going to wait until I get a little bit more feedback.
Yeah,
ChatGPT thinks I have the spine of a 96-year-old. So I don't really like that feedback. It's like, wow, this is an impressive amount of spine issues you've surfaced.
Yeah.
So it has to do with it has to do with the discs and the fluidity of the discs in my neck.
Mm.
So
that doesn't sound good.
It's because this head is so large.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Because
it's like,
this started. It's ever since I started doing this, it started hurting more and more because it's hard to carry a head of this size. As you can tell, it's not a normal size head I wear.
No, it's massive. It's gotten bigger over the years, too. What is that about?
No, I don't think it got bigger. I think that's you projecting. But
you
if
think
you look
I'm
at
projecting?
Your head, look at your head and look at your shoulders and look at the space your head takes. Like, it's normal. Look at my head.
The light just turned off.
Which light?
Doesn't matter because this is just standby.
One of those episodes. Okay, go. Is it plugged in? Shut it off and wait 10 seconds and turn it back on.
I just unplugged it and now it works because...
Oh, got it.
Because we love technology on this
episode. It works better without the plug. So you unplugged it started working again. It's amazing.
Yes. Can you tell I'm sitting on the floor? So this is really fun.
No.
Oh.
Oh, there it goes again.
Gina.
Why is this all happening today? Don't worry. She's coming back soon. You know, speaking of lights...
Yeah.
You know, she made a video with her friend India. They filmed in our room. So I came home and I saw lights and a camera pointing at our bed.
Oh, it's okay. That's where the lights went.
And That's a weird thing to see when you walk into your bedroom. What would do if you walked into a bedroom and there was cameras and lighting set up in your in the room?
I'll take out all my phones. Visit. I don't know. There's something happening. I better get my phone out. So I can't miss that moment.
I thought I was going to be part of the content. But no, that was not how it played out.
No, we're not that kind of channel either. Do you have any fun facts or weird things about you?
I asked you about your trip. You said you went and then you said you this crazy story about people falling off of roller coasters.
Yep.
And then you were there for so long. What else happened?
Nothing crazy. I was working the whole time.
No, you must have done something fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, we did a lot of fun stuff. We always do fun things, but we're
what
not doing it like...
What was the most fun thing you did?
The most fun thing we... Oh, went to a comedy show. I'm obsessed with comedians.
Did you go on the stage? Did you volunteer to like get picked on? Did you sit in the front?
No, we didn't, but we actually, it was a meet and greet. We didn't know that we were signing up for that. So we met this guy. He won the Kevin Hart comedy show. He just had a show that came out and he won. So
amazing.
He was very
so
funny.
Are you going to be on his show now?
Probably not.
Were they recording for Netflix?
No, he already has, I think, a Netflix special. That
amazing.
Was what he won for winning the actual
the
show.
The other
but
show.
It was good.
That's fun.
If you were to do a minute of stand-up, what would you talk about?
The bathroom.
Uh-huh. 1,000%.
I would for sure do bathroom jokes.
Yeah.
I thrive in the bathroom.
Don't we all?
I think so. So you do your best thinking. You're very comfortable. You're generally, maybe not in the beginning, but by the end, you're feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the place. This is the place. I would do a whole special about the bathroom because that's the only place left that there's still secrets between boys and girls. Men and women don't necessarily understand what's happening in that one scenario left in life. Everything else people talk about, but that one thing people don't necessarily talk about.
Oh, like people are very personal. It's not like the most comfortable conversation.
Yeah, they don't talk about that. So we have to share the secrets of the men with the women and the secrets of the women with the men. I've done extensive research on this topic.
It is interesting because I think everyone also does I'm going to call it they do the bathroom differently. Everyone does bathroom
differently.
Yeah, but
we don't know. We don't know how they do the bathroom. Have you ever been, are you a couple that will walk into the bathroom on the other person?
Yes, we leave, but the door can be open, him and I.
Yeah, we are
not. Oh.
That's prison. Straight prison.
But if you're just going
doesn't matter what you're doing. Door is closed.
Why?
This is a topic you must bring up with my wife. So
that's
an area that she's very. Remember that time I mentioned that we happened to have been in the shower at the same time and she turned purple? Because she thought we were announcing family secrets to the world.
This is a very interesting topic. Yeah. I do believe people, couples especially, and how comfortable they are with each other.
Yeah.
Or even with themselves. Like, I honestly just started to be able to talk about how I like going to the bathroom at all with my significant other. Like, I never was able to do that. Even, I'm like still kind of uncomfortable. So it's weird when people are too comfortable, no?
Yeah, it's a big secret. For most people,
what?
Apparently. I don't know. It's like everyone uses the bathroom, but we don't want to acknowledge that to be the case.
Like
so that
everyone
would be
does
my...
the same stuff.
Yeah, but we don't know how.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know
yeah,
how.
What if
we
you're
know...
like, you're not standing on the toilet holding the back?
Can you imagine?
That's how you're supposed to do it.
Wait,
isn't that how everyone does it? You hold the tank and you stand on the seat.
And just like, are you bending or are you your hand? Oh, yeah, you're squatting. Yeah.
You're squatting. Yeah. No, you're not just standing. That would be weird.
Well, it's a challenge. I don't know.
You
some
have
people
to
like
face the wall, hold the tank, and squat.
It's like a dance move.
That's how it's done.
It's like the drop it low dance move.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you could sit and rest on the tank.
Okay.
Wait, you only use the toilet facing the other way? You've never tried the other available positions?
Nope, never.
Like the side sit? You know, there's some couples that can go to the bathroom at the same time. They have like two toilets in the room. So they can continue their conversation. Yeah.
Like,
have you seen one of those?
Would you sit back to back?
No, they sit like one here, the other here. And they can like, you know how when there's certain planes that have those seats where you're kind of like beside each other and you can look at each other. Imagine you're traveling and you're like in the south of France and they're like, oh, we have this one suite left.
Yeah.
And it comes with a garden and it has its own infinity pool and you have peacocks that frolic outside, but the toilet is a double toilet and you must commit to us that you will use the double toilet together. You can never use it alone. It must be used together.
No, I'm not doing it.
You'd be like, no, I'll sleep in the closet room upstairs, the Harry Potter suite.
No, I don't want to sleep in the Harry Potter.
This is the choice. Now what is my bathroom? It has to be at the same time.
What's my option?
Individual bathroom. It's the Harry Potter suite. You can go whenever you want on your own. You don't have to be there with your significant other. You get privacy. You get all those things. But if you want the Peacock Chalet suite, you need to have a relationship that allows for double deucing. That's the only commitment. Yeah, it was given by Prince Double Deuce de Lafayette. And that's
Double
the
Deuce
only
de
commitment.
Lafayette.
Yeah, that's the only commitment that Prince Double Deuce de Lafayette required.
Wait, where was he born? Again, you told me about this. Where was he born again?
South of France. Yeah. But he was very wealthy and he wanted couples to really bond through thick and thin. So he...
Double Deuce.
He required these commitments of love and friendship to stay at his villas for free, just so you could see a new way of life.
I'm not doing that. There's nothing worse than going even to a hotel room when they just decide to not put the door on the bathroom and it's just like nothing between, there's a what, like a glass wall between the bed. I'm like, that's not protecting anyone.
No.
It's crazy.
Those are the worst. You know, we have a friend who went to a wedding and they were recently married. So they went to a wedding and they come to realize that this suite has one glass bathroom in the middle of the suite. So now it's the recently married couple and her mom. And there's a glass shower and glass bathroom in the middle of their room. What does one do with that scenario?
You gotta go to a Starbucks. You gotta go somewhere else.
So they had to create a schedule.
No, they did not.
So he would leave the room in the mornings so the mom could get ready and showered and everything. And then she would leave after she got ready so he could go get ready and showered and everything. And then the daughter could linger or do whatever she wanted because, you know, she was the connecting tissue between the two. But they still had, with these glass things, if it's not your partner and you don't have some of them at least put the blinds. This one didn't have the blinds.
Yeah.
So you have to strategically like use the dryer line. You know, they have sometimes the dryer line to hang your bathing suits and stuff. So they pull that line and then they were hanging towels in case someone at night wanted to go to the bathroom.
Yeah,
so imagine I want to go to the bathroom. Someone else wants to go to the bathroom. You wake up at night, you walk out and there's your son-in-law taking a poop at 2 a.m. in a glass box. That's a memory you're not gonna give up very quickly.
That's why my show is going to be
all about bathrooms. Oh, the echo.
I
thought it would be
a
contained.
Million times worse.
Wait, do you scream while you're in the bathroom sometimes?
No.
I didn't realize there was a reverb we had to discuss.
Any sound?
Is that why you only go once a week? I think if you went more often, it wouldn't be this painful thing that you've told us about.
Painful. No,
that's why
not
I think you
everyone...
should turn around and stand and hold the tank. I think that chair posture, as they call it, would help you.
Okay. Maybe I'll try that.
Try.
I won't report back, but I'll try it.
You should try. You should report back. It's important to people. It's for science.
I think everyone has tried what has worked for them. They've gone through life this long with the same toilet type of like
behavior.
You know. Yeah.
How do they do those shows?
Which ones?
Where they have to like go in the woods and survive for like $100,000.
Like Naked and Afraid? Team. They're naked
yeah,
anyway.
You like that one. The other mm-hmm. one that I saw, not Naked and Afraid, it was like Outlast.
Oh. You used to watch one where they would have to survive in the wilderness, right? Yeah. I remember you saying that.
And they go and they build their own tent and whatever. Those teammates, they must designate some area where they like dig a hole and they go to the bathroom, right? You can't just like not pick a zone.
I don't know.
And then what do you do? You're... Do you put a flag? Like, how do you identify where, like, you don't want to poop and then dig up a hole and someone else's poop is there. That's not good. Do well, they save you... it for planting purposes?
It's like fertilizer. I don't
know. Yeah. I'd see. These are the things people have to figure out.
We should get a guest from one of those shows to come on to tell us all of the secrets, right?
I would say, look, I don't care about the show at all. I just want to understand how you pooped.
Yeah. Like expose all of the
those secrets.
We want all the real. Yeah.
Yeah.
The secrets.
I think mostly those people stop pooping after like 2 days because they're eating one day's food every 6 days. They like
they're eating twigs.
Yeah. They try to eat 50 pounds extra before they go on the show, right? They like try to load up so they have something. And then there's always the two people that show up with like a six pack and you're like, you're screwed.
Can you imagine like a new show would be following the camera people of one of these shows and how they're like, can you imagine this guy's just like eating like a cheeseburger while these people are dying and like trying to survive?
Full warm clothing, like in his Canada Goose jacket. With
gets a call
his
from
cell
his mom.
Phone. Yeah. He's like, go ahead. Sorry, mom, can't talk.
Yeah. Yep.
Just right? Have it. I bet they have like not too far from where the people are. There's like Uber Eats that can deliver for all the crew. And they're all just scarfing it down. And these people in the forest are like using sticks to make a fire and they can smell Pizza Hut. That's not cool.
They can smell Pizza
they
Hut.
Can just they hear smell the food.
They hear the ding in the like microphone or the oven, and it's like
yeah, they're like, oh, sorry, cut. That was Bob's hot pocket that just was ready for consumption.
Wow, those shows do interest me. I think that there is something said about like the exposing the truth when it comes to like the stuff that you don't normally see in shows, or not even shows, just like exposing the realness of like, you know what I was thinking? I've been on planes quite a bit recently. Why don't we have a flight attendant that we interview that tells us, like, tell us the real tea. Is that ice really dirty and we shouldn't be ordering coffee on a plane?
But will they tell us?
They will.
Like, if they're actually working now as a flight attendant, would they tell us?
Okay, we need a retired.
We need someone who just retired.
Yeah,
I think,
yeah.
Oh, Jeannie Weenie was a flight attendant. She would spill the tea for sure.
Oh, for
She's
sure.
She's done it already. We can ask her.
Okay.
For flight attendant stuff.
Do you, that's would interesting.
You, oh, for sure. Would you be upset if you found out that like they're living in a teepee and they're hunting their food, but there's like a porta potty in the back that we don't see, so they have proper facilities to poop?
Oh, like if we found out in this like wilderness show where we think that these people are really struggling, that they actually have this like decent, you know, coverage for them to use the restroom.
With toilet paper.
No, because all these shows have that, right? Like, we can't expect that these shows are actually really raw and candid unless they tell you that.
I think it's raw and candid. I think they're wiping their butts with leaves.
Like bark?
Bark. They're barking their anuses. This is bark anus. They're coming out of there. They're like, oh my God, I got like bitten by a worm in my butt. Like this is the kind of stuff. Look, for 200K, you have to take some risks.
Yeah.
You want to start a company or do you want to wipe your butt with bark? These are the options we have in America. You have to pick one. Someone will be watching this episode and if they should message us and say, hey, I was on Naked and Afraid or Outcast,
Survivor?
Or Outlast, Survivor, whatever. As long as you have dug a hole and pooped in it,
yep,
you qualify.
Okay,
but
well,
it has
dug
to
a
be
hole,
on TV. Dug like, it has,
okay,
to
has
be
to
a
be
show.
And also, eaten at least for 12 hours just from what they could find on the ground.
Yes. So like, wait, what? You actually like shot an arrow at a beaver and you like skinned it and cooked it and you ate it?
Or berries. Like, we can also do vegan, vegetarian.
If you're a vegetarian and you go on one of these shows, you probably got off a roller coaster that Lauren watched on the news recently. In what mindset are you going on one of these shows as a vegetarian? Like, they literally tell you have to hunt for your food. You're like, ooh, there's enough berries in Alaska. I'm going to just live off of berries for a month. This is not for you. Vegetarians can't even survive in fully, fully commercialized places. Like, I struggle in a fast. I can't go to McDonald's. You're going to go live in the forest? What are you talking about? There's only so many ketchup packs I can eat. Ooh, do you think anyone ever smuggles food?
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Like, how? They say, you bring one belt, one stick. Oh, this person brought wool socks. And they're, like, using their socks to, like, I don't know, do things. And then they're doubling up. And then they're going to just show up. Oh, Joe brought four tuna cans and Monster energy drinks and protein bars. He didn't bring a machete. He didn't bring matches. He just brought a six-pack of Coors Light.
Gains, bro. Gains.
He gained 100 pounds, and he brought a pack of beer. I want to throw one person per team who has zero survival skills.
That's the best part.
Like, I want to merge the shows. I want to take Love is Blind contestants and put them on Naked and Afraid.
No, not that.
But only
we can
one.
Do Love is... Oh, no, we can, because they're not actually blind. For some reason, I was like, no, we can't do that. What about...
No, they're not blind.
No, they're not. What about some like... Well, we have already a great TV show that people were talking about. It's
Mind Your Nanners.
Mind Your Nanners.
I should just have an entire network of shows if people want to produce them. This is the
other
one. I want to cross. I want to take the people who do these survival shows.
Okay.
And I put them in pods to see if they can date each other. And then I want to take the people from the pods and I want to throw them in the wild.
But they're already in the wild. Wait, how do you get the pods first?
No, Love is Blind, they're in the pods.
Okay.
So if you didn't fight your match, I want to escalate this one tier.
So it's a dating show no matter what.
You know, you really care about love. If you can't find your match, I'm throwing you in the forest.
Got it.
Where you're going to forage for food. Mm-hmm. There need to be some goddamn consequences in these dating shows, Lauren.
No,
you can't just show up and do four shows. What are you talking about, Temptation Island? Temptation, dig your friggin' meal out of the floor and shit in a pot, Island. That's what we're going to do. You're going to be tempted. You're going to go and fool around with someone. You can't commit to your relationship. I'm putting you in Alaska. You can pick. You want a belt? You want seaweed? You can pick one thing, but I'm throwing you in the forest. That's what we're going to do with this stuff.
I like it.
You're going to take 20 women who want to marry Harry Jowsey and putting 19 of you in Panama jungles. And now you're going to learn. You want to compete? Go compete for who can get the next tamales. That's what we're going to compete for. This is what's going to happen. You're going to get eliminated and you're going to shit in a hole. We're going to up the ante here. No more getting famous because you went on a show with a six pack.
That's fair.
We're not doing this anymore.
It's going to be about the realness, the rawness, truth, exposing
the BS.
Yeah.
There's going to be a porta potty. It's okay. We'll put a porta potty.
But it's going to be made of glass.
It's going to be made of glass. And it's going to be mic'd.
And see-through.
And we're going to hear you struggle. We're going to watch. We're going to be like, look, I'm sorry you feel this way. And then if we believe you've fixed your ways, we're then putting you on a cooking show. But not as the chef. You're going to be the person that eats to test the food to see whose food you like the best.
Okay.
Because the people cooking are going to be children.
Okay. And it's testing how good you are with kids to see if you're qualified to be a parent.
No, these people are starving. They're going to eat anything the kids make. So it'll be good for the kids. It'll be good for them. It'll be good for society.
I like it.
All that? You'd watch.
Yeah, it's all written down in my head.
But the kids are orphans. But we don't tell them that up front. So if they really like the cooking, they can acquire the chef.
And if they don't, and if they're mean, then they get extra hate online because people are like, why were you mean to an orphan?
Yes.
All right.
You're understanding now.
Yeah, I get it. Fully on board.
It's 4 seasons.
Okay.
You have to get committed to the characters, right? Like as we work our way through all of this.
Well, 4 seasons of the same characters?
Well, yeah, because they're going to start on the dating show. And then when they fail, I'm going to put them in the wilderness. And then when they come back, I'm going to put them in the cooking show with the kids. And then the 4th show is going to be, we're going to follow the family dynamic of the once dating, then lost, then starving. And now they found wholesome adoption with their chef child.
And what do they win? They just win that new life?
Win? They win love of a child.
Oh, okay. Yep.
They just had to go through a journey.
Yeah.
Wait, why did you say that?
Well,
this is the most wholesome thing. Did you want to just give them money?
No, but I was going to say maybe they get some a deal as like the next best, I don't know, something. They have to have some title, right?
What's better than the love of a child?
Of an orphan child.
Yeah. So what else do you want to give them? Fine, they get a dog. We'll give them a dog. Everyone gets a dog also.
And they get
a rescue.
A new bathroom. A new bathroom.
Yeah. I guess part of it, we can give them a new bathroom.
A proper bathroom.
A proper bathroom.
And a new Netflix cooking show.
For their family? Or for their kid? What do you think? Who should get it?
The kid.
What about all the people that didn't make it? What do we do? Do we do another show or shame? Shame.
No.
Like one of those?
No. We put them all on a new island and we just follow them with cameras.
Cannibal Island?
It's like a big cannibal.
So why don't we put them on Cannibal Island? Where whoever gains the most weight can come off the island. You have to gain 30% of your body weight from when you got onto the island before you can get off.
And what is on the island that can aid this weight gain?
Other contestants.
Oh, so they have to eat the yeah. So this is a horror show.
That one. Season 5. That one will be, this is probably a hot take.
Okay.
It's going to take a minute, particularly in North America, where that cannibalism just isn't as popular.
Yeah.
As in like,
prevalent in
like
these
in,
parts.
Yeah. Like in Sydney, the show's a hit.
Oh, for sure. They love it over there. I'm sure they are doing that. So.
Very, I mean, why are you going to waste a perfectly good bully? That's where the term bouillon comes from. Did you know that?
Oh,
in
like
France,
like,
they used to boil the bullies down and use their bones for cooking.
Oh, and then it's like how you make like a bone broth or like a chicken stock.
That's
you use
what
a
it
bouillon
is.
Cube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bouillon. Where that's
why it's so salty.
That's where the root. It's bouillon.
Wow.
That's where it came from. They would take the bullies and just boil them down.
Boil them
use
down.
Them for
what
flavoring.
Would make them so salty though? Would it be like
their
the skin
attitudes
that would
in
be?
Life.
The salty attitudes, yeah.
Yeah, that's how you get that flavor. That's why it's called bouillon.
Bouillon.
That's where it comes from. See? You said you wanted to learn something today. You learned something today. And
do you have
we
any
came
more
up
fun
good,
facts like that? I feel like we should end on one.
That's
I like
a good,
that
that's
one.
The best one. And it ties in everything for our show. I think we're good. This was a great episode. We discussed
I also think
a way
one
to
more thing.
Entertain ourselves.
I agree, but I do think that there should be a show exposing bullies. That would be good.
Like exposing them, like stripping them naked?
And putting them in Alaska, naked and afraid. That's how that's how it starts.
They're all bullies?
Yep. All the bullies, they get together and bullies have to find love.
Yeah. That could work if we start with bullies.
Yep. We can map it out.
And see if they can find each other. And if they can't, because they're unable to see past their own needs.
Yep.
Then we strip them and we throw them in the wilderness And if that doesn't work, well, they'll starve. And then we'll bring them to be cooked for by the kids.
On the show,
yeah. If the kids are even like, nope, I don't want anything to do with this person, then we just flip them into stock. And the kids, we use them in the next season, but in the pots instead.
Then they win a brand deal with Bullion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie is another one. But they generally have Indian flavors. But I'm sure we have Indian Bullies.
Oh, Bullies are everywhere you look. Yeah.
So that's okay. I like the way
all
you think.
All races, genders, everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You're an equal opportunity boiler of
equal bullies. Opportunity bullies. Yeah.
Have you ever had to deal with a bully?
Oh, yeah.
Should we find them and throw them in a stew? Would you eat that?
No.
Or would that not work?
She's not doing well now, so it's kind of like...
She's self-regulated. The universe got to her before we could.
I tend to think that that happens naturally to bullies if they're young. Yeah.
What do you mean by she's not doing well? Like, can you smell her from more than 8 feet apart?
Yeah, she reeks.
She does reek? Oh.
Yeah.
Should we reach out to her for an interview to say, do you regret your decisions as a child because now you have such a shit life?
She says, I'm so sorry for making fun of your unibrow and for blinking so much and for having a lisp. And
you had a lisp?
I did.
Really? Can you try to bring it back sometimes? That could be a good character.
It comes out sometimes.
How old were you?
I was in elementary school. I had like speech therapy. I had to look at the mirror and do...
Lauren. Well, Lauren doesn't have any words, any issues.
Thank my parents for that, yeah.
What if your name was Susan? How would that have sounded?
Thuthan.
Thuthan. Like T-H-U-T-H-U-A-N. Thuthan.
Thuthan. And I think that's a Filipino unibrow. Name. I had unibrow.
Well, you still have a unibrow. You just take it off.
Yeah. This
How
one
do you
was...
know? Do you still have it or no?
Oh,
it's probably
sure.
gone now.
Nah, I could grow
if
back.
If I was the hair on the middle of your head, I would have given up by now. Like, it hasn't had a chance
you mean
in
right
so
here?
Long. Yeah, there's no way. It's not going to grow anymore. It gave up.
Yeah, give it up. Come on.
It probably did.
No, they poke out all the time.
So at
different
what age
yeah,
did you
cycles.
Start pulling out the unibrow hair? Like middle school?
I didn't start plucking. I just went full, like my mom took me to get it waxed right before I went into middle school.
So you graduated a unibrow member.
In fifth grade.
And then the swan came out in grade six with the brows, but she went by Thwan.
It didn't look great, but you know what?
It didn't look great.
It was not, they didn't really do it great. So that was a bit of a nightmare in itself.
You should have
but
gone
you know
to an
what?
Indian lady.
Well, they do
they
threading.
They do the threading, yeah, like that. It's like a musical.
Sheena threads her own stuff.
Yeah, have you seen? Has she ever
yeah,
thread
amazing.
For you?
No, but I like honestly
okay,
should
don't,
probably
don't,
like.
Next time, don't pluck. We'll make a video of her threading. You'll be shocked.
Oh, so I just won't pluck one night. And, yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll do it. We'll film tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
The unibrow came out, and so did the lisp came off.
Well,
with
maybe
the
when they yanked it, it just shook you like that roller coaster.
See?
It just knocked it out of you. I thought this was a fascinating episode. People say we have nothing to talk about, but look, we always find something interesting to clamor on about.
Always, always. And if there's other people that want to come on as guests, you know,
yeah,
we're
now that we
for,
have this.
Yeah, Madonna, hey.
Okay, wait.
Bye.
Your vehicle? Doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Hi. This is Gronk from Dudes on Dudes. I'm here to tell you about protecting your end zone with Wet Extra Large Flushable Dude Wipes. Unlike dry wiping with toilet paper, Dude Wipes clear instead of smear. Wetter cleans better. Goodbye, dingleberries. Goodbye, itch and irritation. Plus, if you take Gronk-sized grumpies, or as I like to call them, Gronkies, baby wipes won't do. You need extra big Dude Wipes to handle the job. So don't fumble the ball with toilet paper. Stop being an a-hole to your b-hole and start using Dude Wipes, available on Amazon and major retailers nationwide. Dude Wipes, best clean, pants down.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.